USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden's administration is facing two more major lawsuits challenging the legality of its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. One suit filed by 12 attorneys general in federal court in Shreveport, Louisiana, asserts the administration violated federal law by requiring approximately 17 million healthcare workers to get a jab. Another suit was filed by the Arizona attorney general. Former Congressman, Democratic presidential candidate, and Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke announced Monday that he's running for governor of Texas, setting himself up for a potential 2022 general election battle with incumbent Republican Governor Greg Abbott. In an interview with the Texas Tribune to announce his run, O'Rourke said he won't be backing down from his message on guns.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.